Kahu Midoso, Kahu Melidoso. Mali Melidoso, in Rumizime, Vinci Rashida Yomen. So it's not the Talpidim, it's not the Yomen. Because it's impossible, it's the action. We cannot visualize the case that the Melidoso should be able for the Sfiras in Boso. Why can't we visualize such a case, such a situation? Because if she already became Yisrael in Delay, then the beginning of the Yemenide is deferred until the woman is counted. Zalki, so maybe it's Lachaya. It's Lachaya to say that the Yemenide also should be able with Sfiras in Boso. It's Lachaya. Because there is no, we can't visualize Yemenide also in which the Sfira Zivoso should be realized. Because if she has to count on the king, so the Yemenidus will not begin until she has completed the Zayin king. So, just as it is impossible, so the Price says, just as it is impossible for the Yemenide Sfira Zivoso to be realized in the Yemenide, so then it's impossible. Not that our Pidin is not there. But it's impossible. So, Ka'ak, Meili Doso, even though there it's possible, B'tzies, to count Zayin Kiyin in the Meili Doso, but our Pidin, it's in Sfira Shiva Eilin. So, the Gemara says that even though we learn out Meili Doso from Meili Doso, and Meili Doso is based upon an Yefshe. So we still can learn out Meili Doso, even though there is Yefshe, we can learn out. But anyway, from this Gemara it appears, contrary to the Rambam, that the moment a woman became obligated to count Zayin Kiyin, so the Yemeni Didus are deferred until she has completed the count of Zayin Kiyin. So the Rabbi, Homane Rabbezari, the Omar, Mr. Mamesas, now the Morasikashi against the Price. The Chidon Nefsha Mishi Efsha, how can the Price learn out the Alfuse of Yemeni Doso from Yemeni Doso? Just as Yemeni Doso, just as the Zayin Kiyin cannot be counted in Yemeni Doso. Why can they be counted? Any halacha that they cannot be counted? Because in Tzias, we cannot visualize a count of Yemei Sfiroso and Yemei Nido. Because if she has to count Zayin Kiyin, so Yemei Nido will not begin until she has completed Zayin Kiyin. So maybe in Tzias, it's impossible to visualize such a case. Not that there is a halacha, it's not there. So from that we learn out that you really do so when you see it's possible to count Zayin Kiyin, you really do so. That too should not be you. So how can you learn out Efsha Mishi Efsha, Omar Abachat Bebarame, Omar Abrezer, Omar Abachat Bebarame, Rebelezer, the Omar Adonin Efsha Mishi Efsha. When does Rebelezer say it? That's in Misechus Melachos. In other words, that the Pesach cannot be brought from Isa. So the Miseches Menoches, because I think when Yahweh Pesach there is, the Pesach Mitzrayim, Shalayobi Elominachu, Shalayobi Nachu, because how do we know, in other words, that he cannot, not Allah is, if somebody has Maisa Shem, Chutzli Yerushalayim. So what does the Torah say? So it's too difficult for him to carry the Peres Maisa Sheni. So he's paid the Maisa Sheni, the Peres Maisa Sheni, on Mois. And then he keeps the Mois until he's ready to go to Yerushalayim. When he goes to Yerushalayim, so he takes these Mois, he buys with the Mois Maisa Sheni, he buys Boso, and he eats it, Yidushas Maisa Sheni. So the question is, suppose he had Maisa Sheni and he was paid at Amoreis. Now he comes before Pesach, he comes to Yerushalayim, he has to go to before Pesach to be matched with the Pesach. So he comes before Pesach, he comes to Yerushalayim, he has the Maisa Sheni, so he wants to buy a seh που είτε μόλι μα ασχήνει, εν του μη μάχνησε, έτσι κομπέσα, εν του είτε έτσι κομπέσα. So, Rebbeleza says, no, he cannot buy you the mois maisa sheni say to be used as a kompesa. Why? Because we learn how Pesach begins from Pesach Mitzrayim. Were the Israelites in Mitzrayim able to buy the land for the Pesach Mitzrayim with mois maisa sheni? They weren't able to do it. Why? Because that was before Matan Torah, and there was no such thing as Mois Mais Hashem in Mitzrayim. So just as Pesach Mitzrayim could not be bought with Mois Mais Hashem, so Pesach Beis, even though being serious, it is possible to buy with Mois Mais Hashem. Al Pudim, it cannot be bought with Mois Mais Hashem. This is what the Rebbeleza says. So Rabbi Akiva is saying, how can you learn how? So what does Rebbeleza say? We can learn out Efshem Shi Efshem. So this price that learns out Yemenide from Yemenide accords with Rebbeleza. So Rebbeleza is going to learn Efshem Shi Efshem. The Rebbeleza says I'll call for a kishin akosu. In other words, this price does not have to accord after with Rebbeleza. It can accord even with Rebbeleza Kibbe, who says Eidon Efshem Mishi Efshem. But that's in regard to Mamotzi, but not in regard to a Hekesh. Hekesh means when two things are written in the same possible. Kimin Vei Sotitmo. So in other words, Yemeleide and Yemenide are written in the same possible. So a Hekesh, where the two things, the two items, are written in the same posuk or in two psukim near each other, so there even Rabbi Akiva is made it that we can dash, we can deduce efshem shi efshem. So I'll call the kishna posuk. If it am Rama Chadu Baram or Rav Shem Yisrael Bezali, the matter of efshem shi efshem. Rav Papa, no, it can accord even with Rabbi Akiva, but here it's Hekesh. I'll call for the kishna posuk. All right, we'll look at here and. In a few minutes, I want to start the next year. Going to be your curiosity.
June 22nd, 1982, Rosh Chodesh, Tammuz, Hashanah, Tavshin, Yom Tov. In other words, so we see from this thesis that Damteya, now the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says, who made him be letters be saved, she mitam lach biyodish. So even Bishamai, so if a Yilvis is a letters be saved, she has to count Zion the king, so then even Bishamai is made it. That if she hasn't counted the Zayin Kiyin, so then the Dam Teah is Seisar. Is Mitamalach Yodish. It doesn't, the Mishnah doesn't say that it's Seisar Zayin Kiyin, that she has to start counting Zayin Kiyin. No, that the Mishnah doesn't say. The Mishnah only says, we made him be Yeredesh Bezei, she Mitamalach Yodish. Lach Yodish. So it's Mitamal, even Bishama is made. Even Bishama is made. But the question is, suppose she's a Yeledes Bezeit, and she started to count Zion King. She started to count Zion King, and then she had she had a real star in the media. Is a sensei. All design came on that. Now, the Gemara that from it, that from it here it bases, Toshma, that from there it bases, Toshma, who made him, the Yoheles Bezeib, Shemitah Melach Milosh, Sadat Aydoch, Hanam Lipaski, Bishu, the Rav Dormayin, Echadu, Mishimoche, Mitah Melach Milosh, Mitah Melach Milosh. So, the key, so Rashi says, we keep the kishav in the dosa, we will solve kachay in zayin ki. Because all night of often I'm in the post kach ashwai, we mishim ochen itame. We did in my utomi yose. Vati ro yuti rose ya, chitin shem zayin ki, kitin zobe. Kitin zobe. So, in other words, since it's in my nachri, alechot, even though it's in Itea, but she has to count Zayin Kiyin, some melee it's done. Vatevo Itehose agitation Zayin Kiyin Kiyin Zon. Some melee, that's why it's Itame, why? Because she has to count Zayin Kiyin. But the question is this, is a Tzeisi all the Zayin? Suppose the Yerbis became, and it's in Itea, she already counted 6 days, and then she had a year's down, the Meitea. So she had to start counting. Now is the sixth clean day, and she has a year's down. So she had to start counting 7 clean days anew, or she doesn't have to count 7 clean days anew. She just this day is not clean, but she does, it's not sincere or desire. So, here the Gemara says in so many words that it is sincere, but maybe it's only sincere one day. Because since she has to count Zaynikin, what does Zaynikin mean? Zaynikin means devoid of doubt. Now, so if she has a Rias Dam Yemitea, let's say she's the Eretz Nikeva. Eretz Nikeva. It's the 15th day, the 15th day, the 16th day, the 17th day. That's in the Meitea. So, and then she didn't see any doubt from the 15th till the 21st. The 21st, that's the 7th day. So, she saw that. So, Meitea, that day cannot be counted because it's not clean. It's not the void of doubt. Or, since she's already the same, and she has to count Zaynikin, so Mele, it's a sale of desire. Not that she has to count an extra day, but it's a sale of desire, she has to start counting a new 7 days. 7 days a new she has to start counting. So, that the Gemara doesn't say, but from this day, says it appears, Tisa says the Kasha, don't worry, I give him Tisa. Vintim ayo eres bizeif techiach. Visi seretz, we rav doma mayin echadu. Apo kav di dam teya in geirem, shim tume. Vili shim av di dam teya, choshi geirem tvei. Kim shim lo yodo, have zobo imido, we rav doma mayin echadu. Vili domo nikei shim lo yom dam shikira machmaskei chilei vei in geirem zivo. So this is a kashe, why is dam keichi different than dam teya? Dam teya we say, is sincere, and Damkeishi is not sincere, but Damteya is not Gerim Zive either. So this is a teretz, now the difference, because Damkeishi is never Gerim to me. Mashein Kein, if it is Damteya, so if she hadn't been illness, then it would be Gerim Zive in the amazing. So it's right from this thesis that a Yeredes Bezeib who has to count Zayin Kiyin, if in the midst of the Zayin Kiyin she had the Rias Dam, even though it's in Meitea, so it's a say of all the 7 days. Because if they say she had been, it's only say so one day because it's not in Loki. So then thesis wouldn't have any kasha. Why is it distinguished from Damkeishi? Damkeishi too is say so one day. This is what kashi means. So what kind of a kashi? So there is no distinction. So it's a raya. It's a raya from this thesis. The thesis shita is that there is a distinction between damkeshi and damteya. Damkeshi is only say one day. Mashe inki, it's not say all the zayinkim. Mashe inki damteya is say all the zayinkim. And that we saw is also the Shina Salam. The damteya is say all the zayinkim. Now, the Shina Salam is in respect to damkeshi. So the Shina Salam means not, it's nothing to say so one day. And even that day itself is counted in the zayinkim. According to the Rambam. Mashiach in respect to Damteya, so the Shitas Rambam is that if she's in Eretz Gezel and she has a Riyas Dam Yemei Teya before she finished counting 7 clean days, then it says all the Zayin. So what is the Shitas Rambam? We explain the Shitas Rambam. The Shitas Rambam is that in respect to Eretz Gezel, if she hadn't counted Zayin Ki, so then, the Yemei Teya do not even begin. Just as the Rivshita is, that according to Bisila, any Yemenis, so if she hasn't, so the Shita's Horif is that Yemenis, that who was not Tiberesis yet, so the Yemei Teya do not begin, there's a Shita of the Riv. And the Sitar Tumo and the Shita of the Rambam is to the contrary. He doesn't agree with the Shita Zariv. That's in regard to an ordinary letters. So even though the Bisil say that the Yomi would feel a Kali Rahmane, the Jamti Rahmane, so it's only the Gabi the Tumas Dam. But the Yemitea begin before Tvilah. Mashiach came in regard to Yeretz B'Zeiv, who is Mechiyemis to count Zayinikim. So then the Allah is that until, so according to the Rambam too, until she counted Zayinikim, so then, so being according to Bishamai and being according to Bizirel, the Yemitea do not begin until the Yeretz B'Zeiv has completed Zayinikim. So maybe it's not Amteya. It's not Amteya because the Yemitea. What is the Yeretz B'Zeiv? So the Yemitea do not begin upon the termination of the 7 days or the 14 days, but they begin only after the completion of the Zayin Ki. So anyway, it says all the 7 days. Mashiachin Damkeishi according to the Rambam. Mashiachin Damkeishi according to the Rambam. So is even counted in Zayin Ki. And it says agrees with the Rambam in regard to Damteya, that it says all the 7 days, it says all the 7 days, but takes a shita years, Damkeishi is not says all the 7 days, but one day Damkeishi says whereas according to the Rambam, Damkeishi is not even say so one day, and it's even counted in the Zayinikim. He is Chilik on thesis. And according to him, there is no kasha. Because according to him, when the Gemara says, Bishleime, Mirah, Ubisil Leim, so, Umeidim Yoreb Bisim, Shintam Lach Yoreb, Sal Baita Rachnam in Pasuk, Bishleim Mirah, Dora Mainechadu, Mishimochem Tam Lach Yoreb, so it only means it is that day is not here. Because since she has to count Zayinikim and she has a Riyas Dam and the Kol Torah, it's from the same Nayot. So the day it's not clean. But it's not since all the Zayinikim. So according to the Rashbo, There is no kasha, Tetzis kasha is no kasha, because it's mamish, damkeichi and damteya are the same. In other words, damteya is domain, because it's not noki. It's not noki, since it comes from ayon echot. Masheinke, and damkeichi too. It's not sincere, but that day is not counted. So otherwise there is a machlekes between Tetzis and the Rashi. Yoveres Bezeg, if she has a riyah, she in the midst of the Zion King, in the midst of the Zion King, let's say on the seventh day of the Zion King, she had a riyah's dar in the Yemeteya, so according to Tesis and according to the Rambam, it is sincere all the Zion King, because the halachah is that Yoveres Bezeg, who is Mechuyevet to count Zion King, so until she counts the Zion King, the Yemeteya do not begin by Yoveres Bezeg. The Yemeteya do not begin by Yoveres Bezeg. In other words, just as according to the Rif, a Rif at Bisila, so until Tfilah, the Yemeteya do not begin. So the Rambam and Tesis says, Achiri Kanashida Savi, but so in regard to an ordinary Yoveres, not Yoveres Bezeg, so the Yemeteya begin automatically upon the expiration of 7 days here, or upon the expiration of 40 days, Yoveres Nekeimo, Mashiyuki Yoveres Bezeif, who is Mechuyeves to count Zayinikim, so until she completes the count of Zayinikim, the Yemeteya do not begin. They do not begin automatically upon the expiration of the Yemei Tumas Levi. So, Mimele, it's not Damteya in regard to Yoveres Bezeif. So it's all the Zayinikim. According to Tesis, according to the Rambam, Masha'ikin, according to the Rajbo. So if Yoveres Bezeif sees Dam, so that day is not counted, because it's not working, it's not the void of Dam. It's not the void of Dam, according to Rav that my record. Masha'ikin, but it's not sincere, called the Zayinikin. Now then, that's the sheet of the Rajbo. Now, in regard to Damkeichi, so Tetzis Shite is that Damkeichi is Eisai Mechot. The Shite of the Rashbo is not that it's Eisai Mechot, but it's not Loki, so it cannot be counted. And in regard to Damkeichi, there is also a Machlokes between Rashi and Ramban. Rashi Shite, Rashi and Ramban both agree that that day is not counted, but according to Rashi, it's not counted because it says a long day. In other words, the number of days that a certain year is done, it says a year is directly proportional to the number of days of Tumeh that kind of year is capable of being given. So, maybe, if let's say Zah has a year Zibeh in the midst of Zayiki, how many days of Tumeh is a Riyazibah Gere? 7 days. So it says 7 days. Masha'i came if he's out in the midst of the Zion King, has a Riyaz carry. So how much Tumeh can a Riyaz carry be Gere? 1 day, Tumaseret. So it says 1 day. If Ezobek Gere has a Riyaz done in the Zion King, so how much Tumeh can a Riyaz done in the Yemezira Begeyer? 7 days. So Mele, if he's of a day in the midst of the Zion King, has a Riyaz down, so it says here 7 days. If he's of a day in the midst of the Zion King, is to wear a Shechazera. So how many days of Tumeh can put a Shechazera Begeyer? 1 day. So it says here 1 day. So according to Rashi, Damkeishi, so is say 1 day like Gary, like we ask Gary, and the Ramban says, practically speaking, it's the same thing. It is says 1 day, but theoretically there is a basic distinction. Rias Gary is says 1 day because the Tumeh that is Gary is 1 day Tumeh. So it says 1 day, so it's between a stira that it says here. Mashiach Damkeishi is nothing says 1 day. But since there is a Riyaz Dam, and it comes from the same ayah,
So maybe it's not Enochi, it's not the void of God. And the Shittas Rambam is that Dante, she is totally Gamle. So maybe it's considered even Enochi too. So maybe it's even Gamle. So these are the Shittas. Naktin on the occasion, he says, Mikam Ashma, because the Gemore that from the day of Gamle said that the Machlikis between Rabbanon and Rezer is on the question whether Darshe Esim or we Darshe Esim. Vazov Ezeve, Vazov HaMukimbo, whether we Darshe Des in Vazov Ezeve. So Rabbanon, we Darshe Esim, they don't Darshe Des, and Rezer Darshe Des. Here we say, Naktino Mungeshe Seiseya. Why? Because according to Rabbanon, only that which is given to Mazivas, to a Shiva of Zivo, is sincere. But something that is not given to Mashiva of Zivo is not sincere. But according to Rabbi Zera, even something that is not given to Mazivo of Shiva is sincere. And here we say, Nakhdim in Keshe sincere, we come Mashmadu Darshe Esi. In which we finish the year, we are going to say, Darshe, I will have Darshe. Unless we are going to say that it's not a general machlokes in Kolatere Kule, as whether we darshenes or we don't darshenes. It's a machlokes in regard to this. Now, in other words, and there is a very big chiddush in these cases. Very big chiddush. I don't know whether anybody discusses it or not. There is a Gemara in Volkami, in Psochim, as Chabakido, Yudhirish, Kol Esim Shebeteo. Kibu Shehigia, Leesa Vishemu Lekiachot Tiro. So not Chabakido, Shimon, not Chabakido, not at all. Shimon and the same, Kol Yudhirish, Kol Esim Shebeteo. Kibu Shehigia, Leesa Vishemu Lekiachot Tiro, Pirish. Because he didn't want to Darshi from S of Elah Shemot Yachdiyo. A male apostle of Rome should be discovered from the same passage that is expressive of the field of male before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Shimon HaNasei didn't want to do it. Achebo Rabbi Akiva Vidorash Es HaNishem Lekeachot Tiro L'Rabbis Tamil Chacham. So that means that Rabbi Akiva Darshins Esim. Now Darshins Esim. So So a very strange thing. I didn't see that anybody should ask that kasha, but it's a very strong kasha. He says, "We come mashma do vidarshe esim. Im we should be foreshni yod rabbon esim vidarshe hayin har droshe ach mashma do vidarshe kol." So in other words, there is a pshat in the shein that when the Gemara says that from a day rabbon vidarshe esim doesn't mean it collaterally full of vidarshe esim. This is the don't darshe. Why he says? I mean, we don't know the call, but he says they don't dash. But he says it's not mistaka like that. It's mashma that Rabbanon darshes means in collateral kule we don't darshes. And here the Gemara says, here the Gemara says, naktim on the inkeishi seiseir, and that's only true. I live with Rabbanon, but according to Rabbi Ezra. So even something that is not there in Tumaziva of Shiva is Seisaya. Here the Gemara passes that it's not Seisaya. So we pass to Rabbanon of Rabbezer. So what does it mean? We don't dash Esim, so we call it Terekula, we don't dash Esim. So we may lay, I live in Hilchese, so we don't dash Esim, Shem Lekeach Apiro, we have Mr. Mechachomim. That's, all the Shem passed, that Roshe, of Esim, Shem Lekeach Apiro, we have Mr. Mechachomim. There isn't one Vishnah in the Rambam. I mean, everybody, all the Mishayim Pasuk, all the many Amitzvahs mention that Aloche of Esa Hashem Lekiachotiro L'Rabbis Lo Mechachomim. So we see that we do Darsh Nesi, but according to Teisvahs, so in other words, so this Droshe by Rabbi Akiva is not a living hill. That's a power, a big power. I didn't see anybody should ask that question. So, unless we are going to say that the machlokes between Rabbanon and Rabbi Ezer is not the machlokes in Kolat Shekule, it's without this specific case. What Jesus said, no.
I mean, I didn't see that anybody should ask this question. All right. Abaye Omar, Eino Siseres Veino Eino. Kosef Kashi, Bichuba Achas, the Abaye Meide, the Meide, Sheinereye Be'en, Eino Nisvira Zivoso. Even though here Abaye says that he learns the Zayin. So if she didn't see any doubt in the Meide, let's say she is in the Yeredes Bizei of the Yeredes Bizei of the Nikkei. So the Tumas Leido is 14 days. And suppose right after Leido she stopped seeing that. So Mele, so Abaye says that she cannot be Tevelis on the night of the 15th and be with the Bible. No, she has to wait till the night of the 22nd and be mutar as the Bible. Why? Because the seven clean days, in days of Tumi, even though she didn't sit down, are not really sure as it was. So, Kashi says, Mechude, that's a Abaye, that's not a Abaye so in Shike. That the Machlik, Abaye says it only a little bit of Rimes, but according to the Rabbonon of Maran Rimes, Abaye is Beide, that in the Midoso, Shein Reben, is ailing with Svira Zivos. Kosov Rashi Chibach, the Bible in the Reishin Reben, with Svira Zivos, the Ochemuch Apiri Bosim and Abraise, the Roche Ali with Rabbon Rimes, Kanyon, Teda, the Regulus of Miboy, Chodem Yunse, Betray Duchte, the Boy of Roche. Here, the Gemara raises the question, Boy of Mashatal, whether you made to me, you need to must let him read the Shinrebe. Is it or not? So the Gemara raises that inquiry here. And then in another place, Mishachas Nide, Uvishina Kerikosimen. So the Gemara again inquires, the child, Visu Echil Tabaya Vraised also. So there the Gemara has the Tabaya. As to whether the Shin Rebbe Neilen. And then the Gemara mentions the Braise that spells it out explicitly that the Shin Rebbe is ailing with Svira Zivos. So how can Abaye be chilek on the Braise? How can Abaye be chilek on the Braise? We think the Roch Ali will have been his kind of thing that the boys will be a Chabon Yitz and the Roch will be a Roch who will be a Tereb Basim and the Yisu a Yechilek Abaye Abraise also the Yisu the Malah and the Abaye the Rode the Haski a Skir because the whole Rosh is strange Omer Abaye Omer Abaye Nakdin on Engenji Say Sabizi, we Mishkaha Stanley, Lama say Haul of Lezer, Tanya, Gabrina Savior, and Nidos is Sabbath Busy, Iboy the Majata. So why do they have to mention and Nidos is Sabbath Busy? So the Malam Abaye, the one of Haskell Stirah, the one of Haskell are really applicable. After all, they're not Hilik in regard to Stirah, they both say that Linda is not saying. So the Achilik and the God to Eile, why do they have to mention the Indian of any season? It's not a controversial point. So they shouldn't even mention. So, we're asking Ali whether it's here or not, applicable. Hello, the answer is Ali the Rav Merines boy, because the whole Machlekes is only Ali the Rav Merines. And Rabbi Rines says, Eiredes Yisaras Bezibe, that's why they mention it. But if the Machlekes had been not only with Rabbi Rines, so why mention that? Rabbi Rines, boy, now you're down, look at Rines Yisaras. We come on the daily. Michlau, the Sphira, the daily. Daily. So in other words, Abaye is Midalek from the worship of Rabbi Rines. Because Rabbi Merines uses Rashi, a later Siseres Bizive. Why did he say in later Siseres Bizive? Let him say, later, Eile Rizivo, Isvira Zivos. Why does he emphasize the expression, a later Siseres? So it's a lie that Rabbi Merines holds, it's not Siseres, but anyway it isn't. Mashiach to the Rabbanah from the Rambanes, they agree that it's Eina too. We call this word Eina, Oidu Mohob Hotali, Kibin Bin Zizeres, Alkoh Hele, Mibachatito, Shuitum of Abseke Bineye, Umay Zerobel in Aminalo, the Mistom of Abnurines, the Polika Kro, Vabay Maise in Aminalo, the Iketani, the Polika Price in the Bosine. Because on one hand, we have the price that that's not valid. Indeed, that says explicitly that you know, the Shinerei of Bayern is a real Israel. And then Abaye found another price that says the contrary. So how can we explain it? The answer is, the other price accords with the view of the Medines. So the Medines holds that it's not a way. But, and the price that we now have, that accords with the view of the Rabbon of Marines, the Marines. Rabbi Mais, no, I'm not a digital report of the price of the Sine. We can name the Rabbon Marines, we are in Amore. We come up with Marines in the Sisera's way. We are adding, but why attribute it to the Marines more than to any other time? The answer is there is a deal in the Marines wash. Enes is that Enes is Seres, and he doesn't say Enes is Seres, Veile. So it's a raya that Rav Levinus holds Enes is Seres, Veile. So the Mele, the price that is contrary to the price that Undalet represents the view of Rav Levinus. Vadin Dalubot Se Abayo Asuye Price Vitee, Yem Apelos, Disabre Veile. There the Gemara mentions there's a whole price that discusses the status of a woman who seemed pregnant and then she came later and she's not pregnant, and the question is, in other words, we are dealing with a woman who doesn't know herself. She's not in very sound mind. So there are all kinds of tricks. Maybe she was Mapir, Ruach Hipiro. When the Gemara says Ruach Hipiro, it doesn't mean just Ruach. Any miscarriage that takes place within 40 days of conception is considered like Ruach Hipiro. Ruach Hipiro doesn't have to be back to Ruach Hipiro. In other words, because when there's a tenedin of the blood, the mother is near lady, only if the fetus is 40 days old. But if the fetus is less than 40 days, then it's like Ruach Hipiro. So that's the price that deals with the tail who doesn't know, who is mixed up, and she doesn't know, and we don't know whether she had a real miscarriage, maybe she's mislated, or if she had a miscarriage, maybe the miscarriage took place in the exhibit. So, and she had 3 years down and 3 successive days, so she's already busy. Maybe it's Ruach Hipiro, so she's not there at Litmus Lady, but she had her ears down anyway. And if she had her ears down, so we don't know when she had her ears down, whether she had in the middle or in the city. So in other words, so the price discusses it here. So that's the price of the year. So that price necessarily holds that Yemezino, Shemereyabem, is Eino Eino, Yemereyno, Shemereyabem, is Eino Eino, Mishirazibos. Price of the year matters. The Sabbath Eino, and the Rode have a make a law, Kirabes. So Abaye could have said, So Abaye could have said Abaye could have mentioned the price of Teir Mapeles, but Rabbi would apply it according to Rabbi Eliezer. So that's why it's not Teir, because it's insane according to Rabbi Eliezer that even something that is not given to Mezivah is insane. So you may if it's insane, so it's certainly you need to maslade. So you make Maslade is in Eilon. I'm making the better people to price in the soul. Keep your Shirash. Umash it. So that's Rashi Nishu. Umash it. The Maisa Rabbi Namur. The Mistoma Polish from the Vinus Akho Koshi. The Alko Ho Hebrew as a Polish. So the Mele, So the main lady, so how can, so just as we say that Rabbezera doesn't damage the Droshe, so we can say that Rabbezera doesn't damage the Droshe either. The Yish Leina, the Abimotzer, the Mimon Kamech, El Blavach, and the Chlap Aisha. The Mash, if you read Aisha, my parents, you can read the Rabbezera, Dafke, be Dafke, be Hoab, the Rabbezera. The Nilo, Abimotzer, the Rabbezera, the Rabbezera. Why? Because the Gemara says they are the price of Makeles. We cannot go over inside the whole price because it covers the whole daf of Gemara with many calculations. You should have gone over that price. But that price mentions many halachas. And many of the halachas that are expressed by that price are not unbelievers. So one of the things that that price holds, the Gemara says, is that is in the name of the Pasuk, and the Gemara says that price holds that all the Zayinikin have to be Svurim Lefaneinu. What does it mean, Svurim Lefaneinu? Svurim Lefaneinu means, let's say, a Zohar. Has to count Zayinikin. So Izoga has to count Zayinikin. So of course, Midah Rabbanon, she has to make Ibdike every day. As a matter of fact, Chachile, she supposed Midah Rabbanon to make two Ibdikes every day of the Zayinikin. One day, one Ibdike in the morning, and one Ibdike, some of which is a ham. But they have it. So there is a Machlikas Tanoi. So there is one Tanoi says that Izoga, daily, So the B'dike every day of the 7th green days is Miyakim. Is a B'dike of every day, so of the 7 days is Miyakim. In other words, that if, let's say, suppose she counted Zayinikin, she didn't see any down, but one day of the Zayinikin she failed to make a B'dike. Not that she saw down. If she saw down on one day, so it says it. But suppose, like the 5th day, she forgot to make it begin. So according to Rabbi Akiva, since this day is not so full, because how is it counted? It's not counted. The Zayinikin are not counted the way you count Zira. You say, Hayim Shte Yom Noimah. So a Zohar Bele doesn't have to verbalize the count. So the count is realized by making sure, by investigating, by making a dike, and making sure that she does not have any discharge of that. That's how the sphere is realized. So Mele Rabbi Akiva Shita is that Midiraisi, if a Zohar Bele, let's say on one day failed to make it decay, even though she's not aware of any real down, so that day is not counted, because every day of the Zayinikin has to be suffered. Suffer in what sense? Not suffer in the sense that she has to say, Hayim Nidacho Nisvira Zerosi, Hayim Shteyom Nisvira Zerosi. There is no requirement, even though there is a very strange law. The law says that the Zohar Bele has to verbalize the count, but that's a shita tchuyah. I mean, no one is machmir for that shita. That's a shita tchuyah. So Rabbi Akiva says that it's goes fully. In other words, that if any one day a woman failed to make bdike, so in other words, she didn't investigate, make sure that she had no discharge of dam, so that day is not counted. So that price of Teye also says, like Rabbi Akiva, that both, that every day has to be suffered before name, in other words, has to make a B'dike. And if on one day a B'dike was not made, was omitted, so then it's not counted in Zayinikin. And Rabbi Elazar is chilek on Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Elazar says, no, it doesn't have to be a count every day does not have to be counted. Only chatchila with Rabbanon, but midraise it doesn't have to be counted, and midraise it has to be counted either only one day or 2 days, or 2 days, there's a machlekes in Gemara, but not every day has to be counted. So the Braise does not accord completely with Rav Lezer and everything, but only on this point it can be applied according to Rav Lezer. Mashein king, another point, so the Braise agrees with Rav Akiva that it has to be school in the evening. Oh, don't make a So that's Rashi. So what is Rashi Shite? That when Abaye says, And from the time she believes that the machlokes between Abaye and Rabbi is Alim de Kula only, not only Alim de Chavmerines, but Alim de Kula only. So according to Abaye, you believe that she really is in the Eilu Yisrael Zimoso, and according to Rabbi, it's Eilu Yisrael Zimoso. Furthermore, from the time says that here we pass like Abaye, even though the general rule is whenever there is a machlokes between Abaye and Rabbi, it's the law is like Rabbi, except in Yau Kikam. But according to Abaye, according to Rabbi Tam, this machlekes is more of Yau Kikam. So many machines say the Lamed is descriptive of the machlokes between Abaye and Rabbi Meiron, whether Lechem and Meiron is kosher or Lechem and Meiron is not kosher. But Hametam says no, the Lamed is not descriptive of Lechem and Meiron, but of Yemurebe, Sheinurebe. So they will pass like Abaye. We have a time for the Kabbai of the Lord, who he prices in our parents. We mean that day, in other words, like the price of Teah, because we have two, a machleke between two prices. On one hand, the price that we now have says explicitly that the Lord of the is a minister of the Muslim, like Robin. On the other hand, the price of Teah, that of Teah, that Koftes says, is it that Koftes or that one? It starts that Koftes and it continues in that one. Alright. So and at the other end, the price that Koftes and Lamed says, necessarily holds that you know in the Shemiraban, and you know Mr. Rosa. So the Mira, you task like that price, like a buy. When you that day, you do come, Ramoshman, Ramba, the Mira in the name, laugh, you cannot rise a real, we wait, they will hatch in the real. So because the Mira says, from that price of tea, the price which begins with Isha Shiyotz some Leo, who bore the promise. So the reveal from the Yeshua Shrin Tehu in Asura Shrin Sakhtam Lavatoya. In other words, the Bible doesn't know anything. So she's a diva. She's all mixed up. She doesn't know what, whether she's living in Zika, whether she had the blood doors, work pillow, whether it, and if she did any blood, whether it was off on the table, whether it was anything or not, anything. She doesn't know anything. Tell you. So then from that price, so the mother says, Shman no plot. 3 hours. Shman no rabakili, don't have been schooling with an angel. Because the price says that she has to make many clickers. So that means, soon to name, which man or Abshimini, the Omar Abom, Hakon was Nasiskei, which man or Tree of his mother Mitzvah. So, in other words, the Gemara mentions that this price of Taylor agrees with 3 Tanoi, and 3 separate, and 3 Indonim, and 3 controversial Indonim. So, the question is, why doesn't it mention? Now, this price also holds that in Rebbe Shein Rebbe, is eliminating the Sphere as a Russell. That price necessarily holds like that, not like the price that we download that in the Sphere as a Russell. So the Gemara should say, instead of Shmam no Trap, Shmam no Dalet, Shmam no Rabakili, the Mansurim, Shmam no. Shmamino Reb Shimoni, and Shmamino Reb Yitzchak Reb Yudei, and Shmamino Yimei Shemirei Ben, and Yimei Sfira Zivoso, and that price certainly holds like that. The answer is, the price only says, Shmamino, that this price accords with certain Tanoim, that with the Shite of certain Tanoim, that we don't pass like that. For example, that price holds binon shvurim b'faneinu. That even at the time, the price level, every day has to, a tikkun has to be realized in every day of the Zion Shem. And if on one day a woman is only there, forgets to make a tikkun, so that day is not counted. And in the price level, even the Eved, we don't pass like that shite. So it's a big chiddush, because the price is expressive of certain views that are not only in Hilchos. Or, let's say, Shmamino Tfilo Bismano Mitzvah, we don't pass. It's not, some Rishayim do pass in the Tfilo Bismano Mitzvah. But anyway, Rav Natan is one of the Rishayim who passes the Tfilo Bismano is Lav Mitzvah. But that price necessarily holds Tfilo Bismano Mitzvah. So, all the halachas that this price expresses that are not a little bit chesed, so the Gemara mentions. Mashiach came, this halacha, that in Leidish and Rebbe, Eid and Eil is Sfira Zivoso. Of course, this price expresses this thing, but we pass like that. So it's not something, it doesn't involve a Chiddush. So the Gemara doesn't have to say Shmamino. The Gemara only says Shmamino from this price, that this price agrees with 3 views of Tanoim that is not a little bit. Mashiach came. That which the price says, which is a little hilchos. So that's no chiddush. So what did the price say? We pass like that, so that price expresses that. So, the Shmamin Alba, the Lady Nailing, Lafikin, the price is real, Lilin Hachinuki, the price is Rosimin, the Sabbath Nailing, LF. But so why doesn't the Gemara say Shmamin Alba? Elo, and you may know it's one of Shal Chidush. Like, Shvurim Binon. So that's a big chiddush, because we don't pass. That's a big chiddush. We pass like a blazer. That if one bdike was made in the Zion Kingdom, so it's enough. So it's considered suffer. But here it's not a chiddush, because we pass like that. Avlok shitalon deyim. Veidim rabutam. The price of the Bosinen, so first of all, Rabbi Tam says, assuming that the price of Bosinen holds, that the price of Bosinen holds, that like Rabbi, that he relayed the Shenarebe, is a Rebbe and is Firaz Boso, but since the price that of Teo, of that of Tess, is really come the price, and we pass like the price that of Tess, then Rabbi Tam says, it's very possible. That in the price of Daf Nun Daled also agrees with Abaye. But the Gemara says, Shmamino Yoyle, Shemreibe is Eilili Sfiras Yvoso. So according to Rav Pope, there is no right for that price. They didn't have a time, the price of the Gosina, the Kilnema, the Kilnforest of Rav Pope. Mishmdeimo, Yoyle, Lohocher, Eilili Shabur Hashem, Yisfiras Yvoso. Now, you can't understand the thesis unless you went over the Gemara. I asked you to go over. But now, here the Gemara is that you now live on the place. The Gemara, you may be late, those are shame and rear bed. Now you say, I will be still as it was. So the Gemara raises that child. Omar of Kamitosh, Rasso Schneim, Rasso Schneim, there is a price, the cell is found. Rasso Schneim, who is Lishi Kilo. So in other words, suppose a woman in the Yemezive, in the Gemara came to the needle in needle, she had two rears done, be shaped in comfort. Because if she said it, if she had a rear dam, then she couldn't become Tneyo anyway. Dam Tenshi is Tneyo. But Sohoa so Shneyo in Bishayt, in comfort. In the Yidalefyeim, Shebenido, Lenido, Shebenido, Lenido, she saw, so, Goa so Shnai, Vilishlishi, Pilo, and then on the third day, in the Yidalefyeim, she had a miscarriage. Then he does my pillow. In other words, she doesn't know. Maybe she had a real miscarriage of a fetus. What is considered a fetus if the fetus is already 40 days old? But suppose the fetus is 39 days old? So that's like Ruach HaPilo. So in other words, she doesn't know whether it's Ruach HaPilo or Vadi Pilo. And assuming that Vadi Pilo, so she doesn't know whether Zohar or Nikito. You can never know. I mean, if the fetus is so young, so you couldn't determine the gender anyway. So Ushlishi Yipilo, maybe Das Ma Yipilo, Hareze Sofik Zive, Sofik Leide, maybe Okom Veinechal. So what's the Sofik? Sofik Leide, Sofik Zive. Shemo Leide, Shemo Zive. Shemaluizu Beloizu. In Vladu, Vilhuasoli Psychasakeber, Hari Levi. In other words, this Bryce assumes that it's possible to give birth to a child without a discharge of God. So, in other words, if it had been impossible, then she certainly would be a Zobadele, because one fact is established that she did have two years and two successive days. In other words, let's say the woman had an initial years down on the first of this, and then she had another years down on the eighth of this, and she, so that's Yemezid already, and she had another years down on the ninth of this, and on the tenth of this, she's confused what happened to her on the tenth of this. She knows that she had a miscarriage. Whether it was a miscarriage in the early days of the fetus, and that's considered like Ruach HaPilo, or it's already beyond 40 days, so that she doesn't know. And she had a miscarriage. It's possible that she had a miscarriage without bleeding. She don't know. Maybe there was bleeding. Now, if there was bleeding, and since it was Bishayfi, so Mimele, she definitely became a Zobik Deila. She has to count on the king. If there was no bleeding, so a Zobik Deila she didn't become. But if she had a miscarriage of the fetus that was 40 days old, and it was a Zohar, so then she's going to mislead her 7 days, in addition to Zaymiki. If it was a miscarriage of the fetus, the Kevo, so then she's mislead her 40 days. And suppose there was no discharge of Dam, it was a little yabeshte, a miscarriage yabeshte. So then she only has to count 14 days to Maslid in the Kibbe, but not Zayniki. But maybe it wasn't a little yabeshte, it wasn't a miscarriage yabeshte. Some mele, she has to count Zayniki over and above the 14 days. She doesn't know anything. So it's possible that she is not Tomei at all. She's not Tomei Lo, in case it's Ruach HaPilo. Ruach HaPilo means The fetus was less than 40 days, so it's considered like lach, and there was no bleeding. So then she's not tummy at all, nothing at all. And it's possible that she's tummy 7 days. It's possible that she's tummy 14 days. And there is a possibility that she's tummy 14 days, you make must lay there, plus I came because she did bleed. So she doesn't know anything, having the sophic zive, sophic labor. Now, a year like this has to bring a call. But only if she had a miscarriage of a fetus of 40 days old. But suppose it was what, no less than 40 days, so then she doesn't have to bring a call. So it would be suffix she brings a call. Vein in her heart. Vein in her heart. Vein in her heart. Vein in her heart. In other words, suppose she doesn't bleed. So then, we can count the Zaynikim within the 14 days that she has to count because of the possibility maybe the fetus was in a cave. So Rashi says, something later, something later, Shemel, later, Shemel Ziva. Shemel Loizu, Loizu, Vladu, Loizu, Pisakasaki, Hal, later, Loizu, Vi, Vene, Vlad, Loizu, Dam, Pisakasaki, Hal, Loizu, Vem, Kal, Loizu, Vi, Vladu, Vladu means 40 days old. And Ruach Pila means less than 40 days. Let's say the fetus was less than 40 days, and there was no dam, and Kamboizo Beloizo. Hilkav Sopiku, Vinakil Oleo Chimalei Delitam Ishlai, Afil Loitir. Wir gehen als in der sich auf man soll die sich seine Kinder mit Teil und wir kommen wir in noch schem ein kann wir nicht wir lei sie we so die preise says wir will die doch so schön rein wenn wir sie die was but the price mentions it in a certain context in connection with this kind of a woman who is a Sophie killed the Zoho shall we be saying Sophie killed the Sneakeva shall we be saying Sophie killed the Zoho be saying Sophie killed the Sneakeva Bizei, I mean that four possible, or there is a fifth alternative. In other words, that five possibilities. One possibility is that she is stable already. She's not a yogis, is nothing, and not is over nothing. Another possibility is she is over, but not a yogis. Another possibility is she is a yogis, but not bizei. Another possibility is she wears the cape of the magazine. Another possibility is she only carries the cape of the same. He carries the cape of the same. So, all these possibilities. So, in connection with this woman who is subject to all these possibilities, the price says, you will go so she may have been able to see as a boss. Omra, Pope. So, in other words, so Rav Kane tried to be patient. This Abaya of the Gemara. That the buyer was whether you lay the shenereya ben healing or not healing. So the price says that it's healing. So Rav Papa says no, it's no raya from the price. We can say that milidosa shenereya ben is healing is virazim hosom. But shame hosom, this price is healing because of his sweatshake. Kiv nikalim in my lady zochali. Vichol hamashiva yisera nikalim vinalo. So, in other words, here there is this vexreike. So, one possibility is that she is not in the letters we say altogether. So she doesn't have to count anything. Maybe there was a lady Yabesh. So she doesn't have to count anything. Assuming that she wasn't a lady Yabesh there, and that she has to count anything. But maybe she was only Yoledes Zoho. She was only Yoledes Zoho. And Yoledes Zoho has to count only 7 days to Maslevi. So Mele, and she has to count 14 days Mimonepshah because of the possibility maybe she Yoledes Nikele, apart from the possibility of Yoledes Bizei. So she cannot be Tiveles before the night of the 15th anyway. Because of the possibility, maybe she is carrying the Nikeva. So the Mele, when she is the Veles, on the night of the 15th, so then the price says that with Satsvek Sveke, she's with Teresa Bible. Not because in all situations. So you will go searching Reben and so on. No, in this particular situation, so you will go searching Reben Areli because of Israel's sake. Maybe she was not in. Maybe she's not in Zobe altogether. She's not in, she doesn't have to count Zayikim. Assuming that she has to count Zayikim, she is Yoledes Mizei, but maybe she only miscarried Zoho. So Mele, the second four, 7 days, in the 14 days that she counted, so one Atili Tume. So it's already in Mitea. So the male is, it is said, male is because of also. So Rav Pope says, one second, please, don't interrupt me. So Rav Pope says that we cannot deduce from this price that you know, also Shinereya Ben, is a male is here as a also. Maybe it's a male, but here the price says that she can count it because of his sex. On my way, I'm going to bring the Rabbi Yeshua, the Rav Pope. Obviously, when the price says has general implication, not in this particular case, but generally it is so. Because if generally it's not Eileh, how could it be Eileh here? What? But he has a good argument, so Tesis explains it. The time of the Rabbuna being the Rabbi. So he says, So there is a possibility that she is a Yoledes Mizei and that she miscarried in the cable. And so the melee, so how does the price say that if she counted Zionic's 7 clean days within the 14 days, so on the 9th of the 15th, she's developing some materials of the Bible, so it's a riot that generally it is on. El Rav Shmamin or El Shmamin. So Tisa says, we time the Rabbuna to read Rabbi Shua, Abba Gav the Havis Rex, okay? We go looking, Ibao Mei Neili, Hochanam the Havu Mei Mik Zahra to Bel. In other words, so with the Rabbuna, the Braise couldn't say that here it can count, because if generally it's a, all right, so there is no Choshi, for a mix, but in general it's not there, so with Rabbanon we shouldn't say that it's there here, because if we allow it to be there here, then people will make a mistake. In every situation they'll count it. So since the price allows it in this case, so it's a riot that the price allows it in every case. Anyway, so they bring about the time. The price, so first Rabbi Tam says that even if we assume that the price of Mundale holds like Chove, but we ask like the price of Choftes and Ramit. But then he says, no, the price of Mundale does not necessarily have to agree with Chove. Maybe the price of Mundale also agrees with Abayas. But the reason is why the price over there says that it's Eile, because in that particular context, it's Eile because of his sexy. So at first this says that it's mashmalachametah. Because we are changed, maybe she was not the youngest altogether. Maybe it's Wachipil. Maybe the fetus wasn't even 40 days old. So that possibility that maybe the fetus was not even 40 days old, so is considered. Because it says, Vein kobon in echa, im ke nikali meima, eima aloyo, im ke nikali meima, eima aloyo, im ke nikali aloyo. So, va filo yodo, eime yodo zoho. So since we see that the price considers the possibility that the fetus was not in the blood, he was less than 40 days old, as something likely, because if the price had not considered it as likely, but as something unlikely, so then the corpse should be Nechal too. So the fact the price says it's not Nechal, That means it is not equal whether she is a Yehudis. Maybe she is Ruach pure. So Mimele, that Sofik is considered as a good Sofik. So Mimele, since that Sofik is one Sofik, so then it is vexaking, because one Sofik is a real Sofik Ashoto. That may be Ruach pure. Voraye, that we say in Necha. Because after all, if it hadn't been considered as a Sofik Midraisi, a Sofik Ashoko, so if on the basis of what we should say that it, that in all probability the miscarriage was a miscarriage of a fetus that is already 40 days old, so what heter do we have to abstain from being Mikhail Mitzvah of eating the corn? So that shows that we that on the Raisa level there is a real Sofik. Maybe the fetus wasn't even 40 days old. So, and then there is an, and assuming that it was 40 days old, maybe it was a Zohar, it is just as likely that the fetus was a Zohar as it is that the fetus was an Ikeva. So, maybe it's a real Svexi. But if you're younger, you're younger Zohar. We take that, we will keep you the way Rabbuni does. We will hold of it. In other words, even though Rabbi Kleid Rabbi Yeshua says that it is a Raya Muchachas from the Raise, but Rav Pope did not concede to Rabbi. How do we know that Rav Pope, after hearing what Rabbi said, did not concede to Rav Pope, did not concede to Rabbi? We didn't mention to Rabbi Dawson, we hope of it, and we saw Rabbi Neri, we become a Bishmaitzin, Rav Pope Oma, Al-Kohoch, Hanom Beis, Al-Kohoch, Hikishon HaKosu. We saw Rabbi Neri, and if we are assuming that Rav Pope, after hearing what Rabbi Neri Rabbi Yeshua said, so we consider to Rabbi Neri Rabbi Yeshua, so that means that Rav Pope in the end also held that he may lay the shinereya ben is even misviras zuboso. So mele then we are forced to apply this brayse and on the base like Rabbi Lezer. You can call it zukalei like Rabbi Lezer. Can you make me rove? Va'amai dochik leik leik rabon in Rabbi Lezer. Da'amre yidon in Efsha mishi Efsha. Can you give up a kachok leik leik Rabbi Lezer? The Omar. Because the question is, how are we doing this over there? Because over here we are it's Rabbi Eliezer. So he says, "Homane Rabbi Eliezer, the Oma Name." So he says, "Oma Rabachad de Barame Rabbi Eliezer, the Oma Donon Efsher Mishi Efsher Rabbi Eliezer with the Yud after the Lame." Now there are two Yesoids, who the one, the Tane, who says that even something that is not given Zik to Mazivo, he says it is there too. It's Rabbi Eliezer, is the same Tane, or there it's Rabbi Lozo, not Rabbi Eliezer. So if we are Geris, if we will be a single year, the Masin is Rabbi Lozo, we all have Rabbi Eliezer, and we are Yachlum. So maybe we cannot say, King the Blavoche Tzolch Luk Mekir Rabbi Eliezer, the Marinelli. No, it's Blavoche Tzolch Luk Mekir Rabbi Lozo, not necessarily Rabbi Eliezer. All right, so then there is no right. V'dibrei Rav Pope de Likamon ikel neymar deinik. So now, at first, they say, like Rav Netan, that what Rav Pope says, because Rav Kame mentioned the raya from that price that he made the shinereya ben, is even misrazimus. So then, Rav Pope said that there is no right, because maybe it's Eilim. But the reason is why the price in that context says Eilim on the basis of Svexik. And Rabbi Ben Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's not on the basis of Svexik. So the question is, so Rabbi Tam said that Divrei Rabba being Zikya, because he didn't come see to Rabbi Yeshua. So now he says that it's possible to say, not like Rametam, that Rapope's memory is not Ikea. In other words, that we say like Rabbi Great Rabbi Yeshua, that from the Brisa Yitzraye, that Yemenei Deshene Rebeh, so is Eulis Razivoso, because generally it would not be Eulis, so in that particular case it wouldn't be Eulis either. We did a Rapope with Hamani Kalmima Deini Ikea. Daily, in other words, but Iker is like Rabbi Brit Rabbi Shua. But why is that Iker, after all, Rav Pope mentions a very strong argument? It's a Svexvek. So Tate says, in the Dalet explains it on the basis that if generally speaking it would be a Nele, so Nele, even in this particular case where there is a Svexvek, with Rabbonon we should be Machia, we should be Gezer. Here Tate says something else. So, the Vira Pope will come and little Nima Ben Ikea, Avalpi the Havis Vexweke. The Avalpi the Havis Vexweke. Afil Hoche, Shobu Hashemi, Eine Eile, Resfira Zivoso, Dinka Lemechash, Dilma Mikebe, Kidom Rabune Oso, Mishumi Kename, Mishumi Kename. So, why, even though it appears that Rav Pope's argument is a very strong argument, because after all, how can we deduce from this crisis the general speaking is a so maybe in that particular case it's a way, because we have Svexveke. What's the Svexveke? Because the Svexveke is Kibikoma Rabune Hoso, Mishubike Name Svexveke, Bisef Himitea, Disastro, Kidiparishes Leo, Gabe, Hamateles Haive. Now the Maram explains it. Says, if general, so so here you couldn't say that it's Eile because of the Svexveke. What's the Svexveke? The Svexveke, we call it is because Eima lo yoldo. So she doesn't have to count Zaynikim altogether. Im tinsel Eima yoldo, Eima zocha yoldo. So the Mele, so on the eighth day, so it's already after the Yemei Tumas Leibes. So the Mele, the second 7 days, within the 14 days, is not Yemei Tumas Leibes. Because if you are going to apply that Svexveke that way, so sometimes you will face a conflict. Because suppose this woman who had a miscarriage, and she doesn't know what kind of miscarriage it was, whether it was Ruach Pilo, Vlad Pilo, Zohar, Mikheim, Bizeim, not Bizeim, she don't know anything. So, suppose this woman will have an initial years done on the 34th day as of the miscarriage. On the 34th day as of the miscarriage. She'll have an initial year. Initially, so of course she'll be a soul bible. She'll be a soul bible because she cannot because she doesn't know. Maybe if she knew that she was a Yeledes Nikiva, so maybe the 34th day as of the miscarriage is still within the Yeledes 66 days, but she doesn't know. So maybe. So, if she has an initial rias done on the 34th day as of the miscarriage, so she has to be chesheshes. Maybe it's already after the miteya. So, in Mele, she has to count 7 days 17 meters. Now, so suppose a woman will have an initial VA on the 34th day, and then she'll have another VA on the 41st day. On the 41st day. So male, there we should say that all she has to do when she has a second VA on the 41st day, after she had the VA done on the 34th day, she has to count only one clean day, and the night after the 42nd day, she should be interested by her on the basis of sex-seeking. On the basis of sex-seeking. Because number one is, maybe one possibility is that she was not Yoledes altogether. She was not Yoledes altogether. If she was not Yoledes altogether, so she never had any Yimeteya. So now, on the 34th day, she had an initial here, that started in Yimeteya, the cycle of Yimeteya. Now on the 41st day, so that's the 8th day as of the day of the initial year. So she is Isovektale, and she counted 21 days, she should be able to be the Galas and with Teres Lamayo. So in other words, so that's one topic, one possibility on the basis of which, if she counts 21 day, if she saw an initial years down on the 34th day, and then she saw another years down, she had another years down on the 41st day, so on the night after the 42nd day, so she should be Teres Lamayo. Because of the possibility, maybe she was not Yoledes altogether. If she was not Yoledes altogether, so the three on the 34th day may started the cycle of Yimeteya, and the 41st day, Yimeteya. So she was Isovektale. She counted one day. Now it's already the 43rd day. So she should be Tegales in Teres Lamayo on the basis of that possibility. In Tizolena, that she was not Yoledes. So one possibility later is she was not Yoledes altogether, the Tuachikilo. And then in Intimzoima, the Tuachikilo, maybe she was Matilim Kevo. If she was Matilim Kevo, so both years were Yimeteya. So she certainly tells the Bible after she counts one clean day, but we couldn't apply that Sveksveke in regard to that woman. Because if we tell her, now that on the night of the 15th she can be Tevelis and Teres Lebayo because of his sex, maybe she was not Yoledes altogether. In case she was in Tevelis, I'm sorry, in case she was in Yoledes, maybe she was Mapili Zoho. So maybe she already counted Zainikin in from the 8th to the 14th, inclusive. So how can we now we apply the sex the other way, and be mad to her after she counted one clean day, the 42nd day, so as of the miscarriage, so we allow her, how can we allow her to be developed the night of the 43rd? And when we tell us the Bible on the basis of specs, okay, number one, maybe she was not in the letters, so the melee, the second rear that she had on the 41st day, was really a rear in the Meizive, so she only became Zavektane, and she counted one clean day, so she would tell us the Bible, and then assuming that she, and assuming that she was not, she was not in Yolede, assuming that she was in Yolede, or in Lab, maybe she was Matthew in the Jacob, so the Mele, both three as to place in the Mitea. So, but this sex like would be diametrically opposed to the other sex like. So, that's equality sex like, that if we apply sex like, in other words, that's one of the quality in sex like, the Shach mentions that in the Kloli Sveksveke in Simen Kufiu. In other words, that we cannot apply Sveksveke if there is a possibility that in the future there will arise a situation where we'll have to apply Sveksveke the other way. So we could not apply this Sveksveke, because if we apply this Sveksveke that way, And we apply, we take advantage of the possibility that Zohar Lipiro, maybe she'll have a Riyas Dam on the 34th day, and then a Riyas Dam on the 41st day, and then she'll count one clean day, and then she'll be Tivales, and we'll have to say she's with Teres Lepayla on the basis of that Svexveke. So maybe we cannot apply this Svexveke either. This is what Teisus is saying. So, we did a report of the Tamari for Nima Veinike, Avobab, Avopi, they had a sex vacay. They had a sex vacay. But you hope she will ashamed in Halo is here as a gossip. People make her film in Halo. In other words, we cannot rely on the sex vacay. Maybe, no, you let us altogether. Assuming you let us, maybe it's you let us Zoho. No, we have to be changed for the possibility that she was a Yoledes Nekevo, she was carried in the Nekevo. Why? Because we don't know. Maybe she'll have a Riyas Dam on the Yom Lamedalet, and then another Riyas Dam on Yom Lamedalet, and then we'll have to apply that sex again. Maybe she will Yoledes Nekevo. So both Riyas were Yimitea. So then Tetzis now says, no, that we have to say that Rav Popeh did not concede to Rav Huna Pered Rav Yeshua. Even though Rav Huna Pered Rav Yeshua says that we cannot apply a Svexveke here, because that Svexveke possibly might be diametrically opposed to another potential Svexveke, but he said, no, he does not, we can still be Matia. So he says, because here we have a Svexveke without coming in conflict with the other possible potential sexing. Why? Because since we say that in Kobon Nechal, so that means that the Gemara considers it, that the Price considers it as a Sofakashop, the possibility that she did not miscarry in Lad, the Tuach Epilo, that means it, that the fetus was less than 40 days old, that is a Sofika Shop, that involved a Sofika Shop, not a remote possibility. So the Mele, so we can apply a Svexveke here, a kind of a Svexveke that will not necessarily be in conflict with another potential Svexveke. Why? Number one, in other words, we can say that generally speaking, so you know, the Shemiri Yaben is in an alien with Sfira Zivos. But here the Braise says she can count the from the 8th till the 14th with Sfira Zivos. Why? Because of his sex. Number one, maybe she had no discharge of that. She had no discharge of that. She had a miscarriage, but there is a possibility of having a miscarriage without winning. So that's one possibility. So she certainly doesn't have to count Zayniki if she never bled, and the miscarriage was a miscarriage Yabesh. Assuming that the miscarriage was not a miscarriage Yabesh, but maybe the blood was less than 40 days old. So now this Svexveke will not be in conflict with the application of this Svexveke later on, in case she sees down. She sees down on the 34th, and then she has another years down on the 41st, so then we'll be able to apply Svexveke Leheter without colliding with this Svexveke, because then we'll apply the Svexveke as follows. We'll say, maybe it's Lo Yoldo, and if it's Yoldo, if it is if it is your dog, so maybe it is your medication. So both are in there. So if we apply this vexake, maybe we were so dumb altogether. Maybe it was any flawless in miscarriage of Beshte. It is laying out that it wasn't a miscarriage of Beshte. Maybe there was no blood. So Mele, then it will not come in conflict with another potential Svexeke, because the other potential Svexeke will consist, maybe it's Loyoldo, it is Loyoldo, maybe Pilo the Cable. So that Svexeke will not be in conflict with the Svexeke. Maybe we Hoaso Dam, it is Hoaso, maybe Loyoldo. So the Mele, Rav Poppe does not have to concede to Rav Negri Kamisha. Umil, kim den kommon an der Hau, in kem lado reflex reike, shemo le roaso, vapi le roaso, shemo le yodo. So me mele, we don't have to say that Rav Poppe, so me mele, it's possible that Rav Poppe did not concede to Rav Negri Rav Yeshua. So, in other words, so on the contrary, so it's possible that Rav Poppe did concede to Rav Bunabred Rav Yeshua. So, Mele, then we have to pass through that Mele. You see, because Rav Bunabred Rav Yeshua says that from the Braise it's Muchach. From the Braise it's Muchach that Mele Shemele is Eilin Nisvira Zivoso. Rav Poppe says from the Braise it's not Muchach. From the Braise it's not Muchach. We could say that it's a male in Israel, as it was, so generally speaking. But here it's a male because of his vexing. So Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Shua said, no, you cannot apply his vexing, because that will come in conflict with another potential vexing. So Teisha says, no, but it does not, according to Rav Poppe, it does not have to come in conflict with another potential vexing, because we could apply his vexing in both. The first Svexveke right now, regarding counting the Meleide for the Sfiras Yunizimoso, consists of the Svexveke, maybe we waso, it is Lima waso, maybe we Odo, and the other potential Svexveke will consist, maybe it's Lyodo, it is Lima Yodo, maybe the Kiva Yodo, maybe the Kiva Ipilo. So Mele, this Svexveke is a good Svexveke. So, since this Svexveke is good Svexveke, so Mele, there is no Hechrach from the Braise, that this Braise holds it. Generally, we don't say, Yemei Sviros, Yemei Lidoso, Shei Merebe, Yisei Misviros Vosso. Maybe generally it's a Mele, but here it's a Mele because of his Svexveke. So Mele, we can say like Hamletam. So Mele, we can say like Hamletam. This is what Jesus means. Yimileide Shemiriya Ben Ilus Mirsina Zivoso. Are we behavior chemical on the top? So now we see that all the Rishayim are chemical on the top. All the Rishayim are chemical on the top. So Rav Sadi going also past us. That Yimileide Shemiriya Ben is in a Ilus Mirsina Zivoso. In Zeno Mirsina Zivoso. We hope to become of Matelis Shmam Medalet. But one of Hamletam's highest is why. If the halacha is that Yimileide Shemiriya is ailing L'sfiras Zivoso, and the price of so it's not that Al Pidin it's not here, because it's impossible, it's the Epsha. We cannot visualize the case that Yemei Nidoso should
should be alien for the spheres of us. Why can't we visualize such a case, such a situation? Because if she already became Islamic daylight, then the beginning of the Yemenide is deferred until the woman has counted. Zayki, so really it's not chaya. It's not chaya to say that the Yemeni Doso should be alien with Sviras Ivoso. It's not chaya, because there is no, we can visualize Yemeni Doso in which the Sviras Ivoso should be realized. Because if she has to count Zayikin, so the Yemenidus will not begin until she has completed the Zayikin. So, just as it is impossible, so the Brisa says, just as it is impossible for the Yemenidus also to be realized in the Yemenidus, so then it's impossible, not that Al Pidin it's not here, but it's impossible, so Ka'ak Yemenidus, so even though there it's possible, Bintzies, to count Zayin Kiyin in the Yemenidus, but Al Pidin it's in Sfira Shiva element. So the Gemara says that even though we learn out Yemeli Doso from Yemeli Doso, and Yemeli Doso it's based upon an Yefsha, so we still can learn out Yemeli Doso, even though there it's Yefsha, we can learn out. But anyway, from this Gemara it appears, contrary to the Rambam, that the moment a woman became obligated to count Zayin Nikin, so the Yemeni Didus are deferred until she has completed the count of Zayin Nikin. So the Rove, Homane Reblezari, the Omar Mr. Namesos. Now the Gemara Sikashe against the Braise. The Chidoni Nefsha Mishi Efsha. How can the Braise learn out the Alfuse of Yemeni Doso from Yemeni Doso? Just as Yemeni Doso, just as the Zayin Nikin cannot be counted in Yemeni Doso. Why can we be counted? Any halacha we cannot be counted? Because in Tzias we cannot visualize a count of Yemei Sviroso in the Yemei Nido. Because if she has to count Zayin Nikin, so the Yemei Nido will not begin until she has completed the Zayin Nikin. So maybe in Tzias it's impossible to visualize such a case. Not that there is a halacha, it's not Hele. So from that we learn out that Yemeli Doso who have been serious, it's possible to count Zayin Nikin in Yemeli Doso. That too should not be ill. So how can you learn out Efsha Mishi Efsha? Omar Rabba Chatve Barame, Omar Rebelezer, Omar Rabba Chatve Barame Rebelezer. The Omar Doni Efsha Mishi Efsha. When does Rebelezer say it? That's in Seches Melochas. In other words, that the Pesach cannot be brought from Isaac. So the Miseches Menoches before the Tikkun the Yalif Pesach Beiris, the Pesach Mitzrayim, Sheloyobi Elominachu, Sheloyobi Nachu, because how do we know, in other words, that he cannot, not Alochi is if somebody has Maisa Shem, Chutz L'Yerushalayim. So what does the Torah say? So it's too difficult for him to carry the Peiris Maisa Shemi. So he's paid the Maisa Shemi, the Peiris Maisa Shemi, on Mois. And then he keeps the Mois until he's ready to go to Yerushalayim. When he goes to Yerushalayim, so he takes these Mois, he buys with the Mois Maisa Shemi, he buys Boso, and he eats it, Pigdushas Maisa Shemi. So the question is, suppose he had Maisa Shemi and he was paid at Amoritz. Now he comes before Pesach, he comes to Yerushalayim, he has to go to before Pesach to be makir the Korban Pesach. So he comes before Pesach, he comes to Yerushalayim, he has the Mois Maisa Shemi, so he wants to buy a seh with the Mois Maisa Shemi and to be makir the seh as a Korban Pesach and to eat it as a Korban Pesach. So Rebbe Lezer says no, he cannot buy you the Mois Maisa Shemi, he said, to be used as a Korban Pesach. Why?
because we learn now in Pesach Beilei, it's from Pesach Mitzrayim. Were the Israelites in Mitzrayim able to buy the Ilem for the Pesach Mitzrayim with Moshe Mascheni? They weren't able to do it. Why? Because that was before Matan Torah, and there was no such thing as Moshe Mascheni in Mitzrayim. So just as Pesach Mitzrayim could not be bought with Moshe Mascheni, so Pesach Beilei is even though being Tzias. It is possible to buy with Moshe Mascheni. Al Pedin cannot be bought with Moshe Mascheni. This is what Abreza says. Rabbi Akiva Israel, how can you learn out Efsha Mishi Efsha? So what does Abreza say? We can learn out Efsha Mishi Efsha. So this Braise that learns out Yemeleide from Yemeleide accords with Abreza. So Abreza is the Madon Efsha Mishi Efsha. In other words, this price does not have to accord after with Rabbi Eliezer. It can accord even with Rabbi Akiva, who says, Eidon Efsher, Mishi Efsher. But that's in regard to Mamutzinu, but not in regard to a Hekesh. Hekesh means when two things are written in the same possible. So in other words, Yemeleide and Yemeleide are written the same person. So a Hekesh, where the two things, the two items, are written in the same person or in two psukim near each other, so there even Rabbi Akiva is made it, that we can darshan, we can deduce Efsha Mishi Efsha. So I'll call it Kishna Kos. Ikidam Romar Hadu Barame Omar Abshayish Rav Lezari. The Madon Nefsha Mishi Efsha. The Rav Potom, I know it can accord even with Rav Akiva, but here it's a Hekesh. I'll call it Kishna Kos. All right, we'll look at here, and in a few minutes, I want to start the next year.
June 22nd, 1982, Rosh Chodesh, Tammuz, Hashanah, Tavshin, Mavis.
This is the same thing.